And it's actually they're the ones who are being a real friend to the Pope, because they have the guts basically to say, you know, you can't, there are certain things you can't do, Holy Father. You're basically, they're explaining that even the Pope is bound by the tradition of the Church, that he's not above the Word of God.
I think that that's a monumentally important point to make. And Matt makes it in Burke and Schneider issue, a clarification on true fidelity in response to critics. Because one of the reasons that you have cardinals, and that you have a college of cardinals, number one, they elect a successor to the occupant of the chair of St. Peter, to the vicar of Christ. That's one. Number two, they get a red hat. Why? Because they vow that they will give their life in blood, meaning they'll become a martyr if necessary, to defend our Lord's teaching as it's taught through the Holy Roman Catholic and Apostolic Church. Most people don't know why they get a red hat. Well, that's why they get a red hat. It's just, they're signifying, they're volunteering to be martyred, basically. And their third role is, as I understand it, Matt, is that they're supposed to provide kind of the think of the president's cabinet, that they're supposed to provide the Senate, rather, S-E-N-A-T, not S-Y-N-O-D, that they're supposed to provide advice and consent to the occupant of the chair of St. Peter, right?
Exactly. So they're not meant to be, like, any good leader doesn't want just a bunch of yes men who's going to agree with whatever he says, because, you know, a humble leader recognizes I'm not always right. So I want my, if I'm going down a wrong path, I want my friends, my advisors to tell me so that I don't end up looking like an idiot. Right? So, unfortunately,
well, that horse has already left the barn in this case, but
right.
Dude, it's at a full gallop.
Right.
He just ran so, 6 furlongs in 1 minute and 10 seconds. If you're in a racehorse game, you know exactly that's a fast 6 furlongs. So.
So the sad thing in our situation is that, and tying this back into what Taylor and I were discussing as far as the errors of Freemasonry and all that, so if it weren't for the fact that the false principles of Freemasonry, there's almost like a near universal corruption because of these errors, even within the hierarchy. You only have, you know, out of the Pope's cabinet, so to speak, you only have a handful that are willing to speak up and say something. I mean, in any other time in church history, as I believe I mentioned to Taylor, it wouldn't have gotten this far, because more and more of the hierarchy would have stood up and said something and said, you know, you can't do this, Holy Father. You can't say things like God wills the diversity of religions, or that public and permanent adulterers, those living in adulterous second quote-unquote marriages, cannot receive the sacraments. Like, you can't say that. But unfortunately, because of the corruption of thought among so much of the hierarchy, that's why it's gone on this long, and that's why there are so few who are willing to stand up and correct him, basically.
Now, I want to, Matt Gaspers, managing editor of Catholic Family News, on the Dude Maker Hotline with us. Under the subheading at in this article, the Catholic Family News site, will this make the print edition, by the way, or would it be too late? Is it kind of timely?
The October paper has already gone to press.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll definitely be reporting on their documents for the November edition.
Hey, and Matt, keep in mind that Lisa Bergman can be your contact girl at the Chamazonian Synod. And
yes, I'm definitely going to do a story about that on the website.
Thank you very much. She's also going to do all of us a favor by handing out, we helped her raise enough money, 7,000 copies of Treasure and Tradition.
Oh, that's awesome.
7,000, folks.